Next, we're going to hear about low property damage cases, prosecuting and defending them. And we are honored to have Catherine Anderson from Anderson and Truitt here, and Brian Mencher from Burris Law. Catherine is the founding and managing partner of Anderson and Truitt, which is an insurance defense firm currently with offices in Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, and McAllen. She is a graduate of Texas Lutheran University and the University of Houston Law Center. She was the associate editor of the International Law Journal and graduated magna cum laude. She was an intern for the Honorable Michael O'Connor on the First Court of Appeals. And if y'all don't know who Michael O'Connor is, you probably haven't looked at the O'Connors that everybody uses. She's no longer involved with that, but that is, if you didn't want to go to law school, you want to know how to be a lawyer, pick up O'Connor's and just read it, and that'd be great. Brian Mencher with Burris Injury Law has tried over 150 jury trials over the past 25 plus years. He started off representing insurance companies and now dedicates his practice to helping victims of personal injury claims. He is a graduate of University of Oklahoma College of Law in Norman, Oklahoma. He is a state record holder in equipped bench pressing and holds a current Texas, U.S., and world record in bench press for men his age and weight. And I won't ask you either one of those.
You can look it up on YouTube by my name.
Okay. We're proud to have folks on both sides of the V who can talk to you about prosecuting and defending personal injury cases and low property damage car wrecks. Thank you all.
All right. Do we have a clicker?
Yes. I'll
put the
light
right there. All right.
You can see it.
Yeah. Is it still good morning or is it good afternoon?
Morning.
Still. All right. Good morning, everybody. You know I'm going to do it. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
There we go. All right, we are here to talk about, I'm going to be honest with you, this is the subject that I get asked to talk about the most, and it is my least favorite one to do a CLE on. I feel like when someone reaches out to me for this particular presentation, they're saying, hey, that one time you did that miracle, please tell us how to do that every time on every case. Chuck, you ever get that? All right, so I've got a paper that everyone should have or at least have access to. I'm not sure how that works if they've handed those out yet. We've got a PowerPoint here that I had nothing to do with. So if it's good, Griffin Schumach is the reason why. And if it's terrible, Griffin Schumach is the person we are going to blame. He's not here, so he can't defend himself. I spent 11 and a half years defending these kind of cases, working for Farmers and for Progressive. I'd done a little bit of plaintiff's PI work early in my career, and then I spent a long time playing defense. And then I got into one too many arguments with one too many claims rep who was telling me, go down and take that Dallas cop's deposition and change their crash report. And that argument turned into I'm out of here, and I don't care if I ever do this kind of work again. Ended up on the plaintiff's side, where I have tried probably 50-odd jury trials since leaving the insurance defense side of things. So I've got a little bit of a unique perspective. I have tried way more of these low property cases than I care to. I've had some remarkable results, but I've had a lot of results that you would expect to get. So anybody out there that is expecting a miracle worker type of, oh, this is going to be great, and I'm all of a sudden going to drive a gold Cadillac, that doesn't exist. This is much more about polishing the turd than it is about making this thing into a real trophy. All right, so I'm going to let you talk for a second, and then we'll get into it.
Yeah, so I hate these cases about as much as he does because they come over to us with these really high expectations from the claims handler or the adjuster, and they are, it's in the presentation, but they call them missed So minor impact, soft tissue injuries, and they have this ridiculously low value on them usually. And then we're expected to uphold whatever value they've put on it. So it's like, well, maybe we can do it. I tell people all the time, like if I was in the predicting things business, I would be in Vegas as a billionaire instead of working insurance defense files. But I've been doing it 22 years. And so, you manage expectations and you work with what you got.